Lines stretched out the door at a number of caucus locations around the state, and the supply of ballots quickly dwindled, forcing caucus workers to photocopy provisional ballots to meet the demand. At one point in the night, the website for the Democratic Party in Utah reportedly crashed due to the high traffic of voters looking for information. It was a scene of chaos that caught Utah Democrats by surprise, causing unexpected delays for caucus goers. I ran into Deanne Olson at Logan High School, one of three caucus sites in Cache County. She said she had never witnessed a turnout like last night's.
I've been involved with the local Democratic Party for nearly 20 years, and it's usually maybe 40, 50 people here. I've never seen anything like this.
Among the crowd who packed the high school hallways were an unprecedented amount of millennial voters, something the Sanders campaign was banking on.
If large numbers of young people continue not to vote, not to participate in the political process, we will not succeed. If people do stand up, we will win it.
Two of these millennial voters caucusing for the first time were USU students Becca Gordon and Alina Banavong.
We really want to be as involved as we can because we know our generation's the next one to come up, so it's just good to be involved now.
Sanders did well in Utah, besting Hillary Clinton 80% to 20. He also did well to the north in Idaho, taking 78% of the vote, while Clinton won to the south in Arizona, polling 58% of voters. Sanders came out on top in pledge delegates last night, a first for him in a Super Tuesday event this election cycle. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Justin Prather.